Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, we're going to talk about the goldmine that you're ignoring in your business. You're going to learn all about remarketing. You're going to learn about what it is, how to do it, how to classify customers properly, some tools and strategies, some examples of real-world remarketing campaigns. But before I get into all that, if you're asking, Scott, what is remarketing? I've never heard of it before. Well, let me put it like this. We're all entrepreneurs here. We can all have candid conversations. There are times in your business when you will feel like you are leaving money on the table, not in some vague motivational poster way, but real cash sitting right under your nose. It happens to the best of us. We feel like there's just something we could be doing better, but for some reason we can't figure it out. And we're getting so focused on shiny new tactics that we forget the gold mine and the opportunity that is literally right in front of us. And what is that gold mine? It is your past customers and your past website visitors. They've shown interest. Maybe they've even taken action, but most brands treat them like strangers. When you start to sell to your past customers and past website visitors, that is remarketing. So I want you to think about it like this. You wouldn't ignore your best friend at a party, right? You know you, they like you, hopefully, and they're probably more likely to buy you a drink than some random person. Remarketing operates on the same principle. Higher conversion rates. People who've interacted with your brand are already warmed up. It's like a first date that went well, and the second one is even more promising. Lower costs. It's more cost effective to re-engage past interest than to constantly chase new leads. Think of it as nurturing a garden you've already planted rather than constantly starting new ones. And personalized experience opportunities. You can tailor your messaging based on what they've seen or done before. This builds trust, relevance, and it's like a bartender remembering your usual order. So this is what remarketing is. This This is the power of remarketing. Some of you have heard about remarketing before, and some of you, when you hear the word remarketing, you think of ads that just follow you around the internet. And those can be effective, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. And for those of you who have never thought about this before, think about the last time you went on a company's website and all of a sudden you found their ad pop up on Google or Facebook. That's the tip of the iceberg of remarketing. So that's tip of the iceberg. What's remarketing strategies for a more advanced entrepreneur? Because those remarketing strategies, those are done pretty much automatically by your paid ad platforms, Facebook and Google. However, you can also run email sequences. So you can trigger emails based on website behavior or abandoned carts. One tool that I love is Klaviyo. It's great for this. You can run dynamic ads. We touched on this briefly, but ads that change content based on what the person viewed on your site, Google ads, Facebook ads, they all do this. Social media retargeting. You can serve ads to your website visitors on social media, and you can, you know, for bonus points, customize the audience for even better targeting. Or you can use on-site personalizations. You can change website content for returning visitors. Think special offers, tailored product recommendations, etc. So there's a whole bunch of ways that you can remarket. Now, when you're thinking about remarketing, here's a framework that I want you to try. I want you to try an 80-20 remarketing framework. What does that mean? It means that 80% of your remarketing, whether or not it's email sequences, dynamic ads, social media retargeting, on-site personalization, whatever, 80% of your remarketing is going to be audience nurturing. So you're going to focus on building relationships, not just immediate sales. You're going to share valuable content, offer exclusive discounts, etc. And 20% of your remarketing activities, regardless, doesn't matter what they are, that's where you go for the hard sell. Limited time offer, urgency driven messages, etc. The key is to strike a balance. Too much hard selling feels pushy. Too much nurturing won't drive revenue. Now, one more thing you have to take into consideration when you're remarketing: data. Data is your remarketing unfair advantage. Why? Because you don't need to start from scratch. You have a treasure trove of data on your customers, and you're going to use that to remarket to them. So before you even start a campaign, you're going to start to look at their purchase history, what they've actually bought. This tells you tons about their interests, their website behavior, where they click shows intent, and their email engagement. How they interact with your emails reveals their preferences. You're going to use this data to segment your audience and create hyper-targeted remarketing campaigns. And when you start to remarket to your existing audience, it's not just another tactic. It is a mindset shift away from chasing the new customer to maximizing the value of the ones you already have. And it's not about being creepy or invasive. It's about building lasting relationships that benefit both you and your audience. Now, I know that you're not just here for the basics. So what we've covered so far, we've spoken about the 80-20 framework. We've spoken about different kinds of ways you can remarket, why you should be using your past data to help your business out with your remarketing campaigns. But let's go a step further. I want to talk about a slightly more advanced framework, as well as some of the tools that you can use. So the next framework I think that's really important that you should start to consider is something called the RFM framework. This is the framework.
If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
That helps you understand the chance of the customers that have already engaged with you converting into additional revenue, repeat customers, etc. RFM stands for recency, frequency, and monetary. So this lets you segment your audience based on their value to your business. So RFM, recency, how recently did they interact with you? Frequency, how often do they engage? And monetary, how much have they spent? When you start to analyze these three metrics, you can identify your most valuable customers because they'll be high RFM scores. And then you can tailor your remarketing efforts accordingly. So this is where the 80-20 rule that we just spoke about shines, because you're going to give your VIPs red carpet treatment to maximize their lifetime value. And before we move on to the next section, I think it would be good just to give you a few tools that you can use to help you with your remarketing if you're going to just get started on this. So remember, you can remarket across email, dynamic ads, social media, on-site personalization. The point is you have to start thinking about, how do I tap into my existing customer base? So some tools. Criteo. This is an AI-powered platform that takes remarketing to the next level with dynamic creative optimization and hyper-targeted audience segmentation. It's like having a marketing genius on your team, just in a tool. AdRoll. This is a comprehensive remarketing platform that integrates with all major ad networks. It makes it super easy to manage your campaigns across multiple channels. Perfect Audience is a great tool if social media is your playground. Perfect Audience helps you retarget your website visitors on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And of course, you have to be living in Google Analytics. You can identify your high-value audience segments, and you can use custom audience feature to create targeted remarketing lists for Google Ads. Now, the last topic I want to speak about is the remarketing funnel, okay? So remarketing, like all things in business, is not just about a siloed individual tactic. It's about building a funnel that guides your audience who've already interacted with your business from awareness to conversion and beyond. So there's four steps to any real funnel, but also a remarketing funnel. The four steps are awareness, consideration, conversion, and loyalty. And keep in mind, we're applying this funnel to people who have already interacted with your brand. So awareness, you're going to capture their attention with relevant ads on display networks or social media or email. But email is going to be probably a little bit more for the next section. So next section is consideration. So you're going to nurture their interest with targeted email, nurture sequences, personalized website content, or social media posts. Then you're going to apply the 20% to conversion. So seal the deal with compelling offers, limited time discounts, or urgency-driven messages. And lastly, loyalty. You're going to keep this funnel going. You're going to keep them engaged, coming back for more with exclusive rewards, personalized recommendations, or early access to new products. The key is to create a seamless experience that feels natural and relevant relevant to your audience. So just to summarize everything that we've spoken about and to just give you a little bit more context, remarketing can be complex, but when you start to apply the right tools and frameworks, it really becomes a very powerful growth engine. Remember that data is always going to be king. So collect as much data as you can on your audience's behaviors and preferences. Segment ruthlessly, so divide your audience into smaller groups for hyper-targeted messaging. Personalize relentlessly, so use dynamic ads, tailored emails, on-site recommendations to create a unique experience for each customer. Automate aggressively, so leverage whatever tools you can to streamline your remarketing efforts and save time, and then measure, track your results. Always, always, always track. Adjust your strategy based on what works best. And just to give you a few case studies, some inspiration based on people who've done it and run campaigns, remarketing campaigns that have worked exceptionally well. And you can go study these brands on your own time as well, but these are three brands that I was researching as I was writing this and putting together this podcast that I thought remarketed very, very well. Dollar Shave Club was the first one. This is a subscription service that used humorous video ads and clever email sequences to retarget website visitors who didn't convert. And their secret weapon was a strong brand voice and laser focus on customer pain points. Airbnb, y'all know them. They leverage dynamic ads that showcased personalized recommendations based on users' previous searches. So this not only increased conversions, but it also enhanced the overall user experience. And ASOS, the fashion retailer, used a multi-channel remarketing approach. They combined email, social media, display ad to create this cohesive, personalized, engaging experience for their audience. And guess what their secret sauce was? Data. A data-driven approach and, of course, a willingness to experiment. So these are just a few examples of how remarketing can be used to drive real business. And the takeaway is be creative, be relevant, and be persistent. Now, remarketing isn't always just for getting new customers that are more likely to convert. You can also use it as a powerful tool to retain your existing ones and turn them into loyal brand advocates. You can run win-back campaigns. You can re-engage customers who haven't purchased in a while with personalized offers, exclusive discounts. You can run loyalty programs, so reward some of your most loyal customers with exclusive perks, early access to new products, personalized recommendations, and you can also run referral programs. I mean, you can do that without remarketing, but of course, to remarket and encourage and re-engage customers to spread the word about your brand by offering them incentives for referring their friends and family, great way to remarket. Again, remarketing really should be synonymous with building long-term relationships with your customers. And newsflash, this is how you actually create a sustainable and profitable business. So just to close this one out, listen, building a business is very competitive. New customers are very expensive. Remarketing is your secret weapon. It is the key to unlocking the full potential of your existing audience and building a sustainable and profitable business. So are you ready to unleash the power of remarketing? The choice is yours, but remember, the most successful entrepreneurs are the ones who embrace change and adapt to the latest trends, and the future of remarketing is here, so don't get left behind.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out.
Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.